for the special reason and quiet in Orville.
Yeah, I've been asked to come and teach some Watson classes. I developed Watson 30 years ago, and I'm very glad to see how well it's being received here in Oroville. I meant to come here years ago, but I just couldn't fit it into my schedule, and all over the world teaching and so on. But I'm really glad to be here, and I feel this place is really good for Watson.
So for you, that is the first time in Oroville?
Yes, first time in India.
Mm-hmm. You are founder of Watson Massage. How you came to an idea for that?
Well, I had studied Shiatsu. And in Zen Shiatsu, we do a lot of stretching. And I was teaching at a place in Northern California that had hot spring water. And I started stretching people in the water. And then that gradually evolved. I was teaching it there. And with Zen Shiatsu, I started taking my students in and teaching them to float each other. It developed from there very quickly.
And what would be the benefits of it? Because in 30 years, I think things evolved quite from the start.
Because it's in water, it's in warm water, and because it's a very nurturing, holding connection that people readily accept because they're being held while they're being floated. The benefits are felt on every level of someone's being. But it's different with each person that's floating and each time they're being floated. To my surprise, it has turned out to be a very useful tool in rehabilitation. And it's used in clinics around the world now. Physical therapists and aquatic therapists are using Watson for many conditions and for chronic pain, back conditions, and fibromyalgia, and any condition that's related to stress, Watson is useful for it.
And over 30 years, how many Watson therapists are all over the world?
Well, I don't know the exact number, but we've had people who have studied Watson from 62 different countries. I maintain a registry. Everyone who attends a class is in the registry, and then that way they can combine their classes with other instructors. That doesn't mean Watson was taught in all those countries, but people from those countries came to a Watson class. Watson probably has been taught in maybe 30 or 40 countries. I've taught myself in over 20. I can't keep count anymore.
What is your impression about this?
I'm really pleased with it, and I feel it's like a perfect home for Watsu. I don't think I've been any place where I felt Watsu was so much at home. And since here, I never read any of Sri Aurobindo's writings before, but since here I've been reading his writings, and I feel what he points to as the potential in human beings, both individually and potential groups that could be formed. I feel Watsu really is right in line with exploring that potential and helping people. We have what we call the water family, which is people that have floated each other, studied together, and have been like that. And it's very, I find that really fits very well in with what I feel is the intention here. I mean, I've just been here 2 weeks, so I can pretend to know everything that's happening here. But I feel, at least here at Quiet, among my students, I feel it's really a very welcome, perfect place for me.
And they are really quite ambitious too, because they are starting with a project in the center world.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know anything about it, Aquatica?
I haven't been told anything about it. So that I've seen the term, but I've been busy with my classes a lot. So I did get to the center one time and into the Matamanda, and it's beautiful. Really loved it there. But I feel very much at home myself here. If Watsu is at home, and I feel very much at home.
So in that workshop, there are people from the team of Quiet, or there are also other people attending the workshop?
We have had, I've had two workshops here. And the first one, we had more people from, about half were people from the team of Quiet, and the other half were people coming from Europe or other places. Now, in this group, they're all pretty much long. Some of them are already practitioners. I think eight of them are already practitioners, and I have 15 students in the class. The others are residents or long-term visitors here.
But that workshop is advanced. It's not just for the beginners, right?
No, it's definitely advanced. It's a class that all the people that are in the class have had Watsa 3, which is the required class to become a practitioner. The thing about Watsa is that people, when they first learn about Watsa, when they first receive it, when they first get it, they feel in it a big opening, a big connection to others, a big heart opening. And when they go into training to be practitioners, they have to focus a lot on what they can do with different physical conditions and how they can adapt their moves. And that's necessary. They need to do that. And I prepared this course for people who have already had all that training and want to go back to the original potential that they had felt from the beginning in Watsa for their own growth, for their own development. And in this course, I'm developing a new form that's working very well, that's working with couples, where we have three practitioners, and practitioners work in tandem and single, because there's three of them. So with a couple, one member of the couple is being floated between two people, which allows for a lot more stretching and movement of different kinds. The other one receives a single session, and then they switch. So both partners in the couple receive a session from two and a session from one. And then the two partners of the couple are brought together at the ending by those that were floating them. And it's turned out to really bring up a lot of really connection and love, and the group is feeling that power in this. So I'm very pleased with having been developing this here.
It sounds beautifully. But anyhow, I think the Watsa is also not only that it's a physical exercise in hot water, it's also about the connectedness between the practitioner and the recipient, yes?
Yes. The very first time I started floating people, because particularly in the first years of Watsa, we didn't have any floats to put on people's legs. Now we have floats, and some forms of aquatic bodywork have developed since then that utilize the floats so they can float the person out away from them. And in Watsa, we always started with a person right at our heart center, close to our chest, and supported them with our body. This allows us to get very synced into their breathing. And we use that breathing to drop down into the emptiness at the bottom of the breath. And the water lifts us both up as the breath comes in. And we get to a point where we're no longer even waiting for the breath. We just are lifted up out of the emptiness, doing nothing. And this is the basic principle of Zen Shiatsu that came into Watsa, doing nothing, just being with someone. And in that floating someone too, I've always felt the connection with the heart, which I call the heart wrap, which feels like it's coming out from my heart around the person's heart. And almost everyone who's received this work or worked with it has remarked on how much oneness they came to feel. For me, it was surprising at the very beginning that whoever I picked up in my arms, I could feel that oneness with. I would not have imagined otherwise. Now I know it's there with everybody, so it's not surprising anymore. But that's many people are surprised by that. But we also, besides this, the coordination with the breath and the connection with the heart, the connection with the heart, we start accessing other movements within our body, within the body of the other, that start joining into a continuum of movement, a flow of movement. And I've been focusing on that in my recent courses more, because it's very interesting to get into that flow just with someone else. Well, there are many, many forms that come out of Watsu. Watsu was the first aquatic body work. There has been aquatic therapy for years before that. In aquatic therapy, though, usually the therapist gets in the pool and instructs the recipient to do some exercises, some movements like that. Whereas in Watsu is the first one where it's not just for people that have special conditions, but it's for everybody. And when I first started Watsu, we offered it to visitors at the hot springs, just a short hour and a half. And the experience, we saw the experience of just floating someone close to your heart and just connecting to their breath was of such value to everybody, whether they were a therapist or not, that we want to make that experience available to everybody. So we've continued to develop Watsu on what I call the vertical dimension, which is preparing practitioners to adapt it to whoever they have in their arms. And we're still working on making it accessible to everybody in forms that are simple, no stress, memorized things to memorize, and that's very important to me. I've also developed a form, at the same time I started Watsu, I developed a form of bodywork on land that is Watsu on land. I call it Tansu. And we've been recently developing forms of Tansu that are very much accessible to large groups of people. They can learn in a few hours moves and ways to hold each other and work with each other on land. So that's helping to spread that horizontal dimension. One thing that we've learned with it, Tansu too, which is important in Watsu, is the containment. In the positions we use in Tansu, we're containing, holding the whole body, and the containment makes people feel very safe and then go deeper within. And this is true in the water too. The water is also helping to contain the people who are holding them. And also being held, for many people, it's an experience they may not have had since childhood, just being held unintentionally, with no intention. So unintentional holding is the focus of what we're doing.
Thank you, and enjoy your stay in orbit.
Thank you.
See you next time.